The United States has come under fire from international rights groups over its deadly drone strikes. The attacks have caused an outcry from Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch, who want Washington to review its drone policy. But the U.S. has shown that it's not going to listen.
The U.S. military continues to send drones on deadly missions in several Muslim countries, including Pakistan, Yemen, and Afghanistan. Over 20 people have been killed in America's drone strikes in Afghanistan over the past few days alone. The latest strikes come right on the heels of a UN report which found that U.S. drone strikes had killed at least 400 civilians in Pakistan. That's far more than Washington has ever acknowledged. On Tuesday, Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch both published reports on the controversial operation. According to Amnesty, America has committed unlawful killings in Pakistan and should be held accountable. The report reviewed 45 known drone strikes in Pakistan's northwestern tribal areas from January 2012 to August 2013. It says some of the killings could amount to war crimes.
We're really concerned about the U.S. drone program, because it claims it can use them anywhere in the world because it has a global war against Al-Qaeda and its allies. But we have to take the U.S. on its word because it provides us with no information. This is a secret program. In fact, in our case, we've found, at least in some cases, they've clearly killed civilians, and some of these cases might be war crimes. That really concerns us.
The report has documented cases in which even rescuers helping drone victims were themselves hit in subsequent strikes. The group says the U.S. has shown almost complete absence of transparency in its drone program. Amnesty has called on the United States to
publicly disclose the facts, the legal basis for drone strikes carried out in Pakistan, and information about any investigation into killings by its drones. Ensure prompt, thorough, independent, and impartial investigations into all cases where there are reasonable grounds to believe that drone strikes resulted in unlawful killings. Bring those responsible for unlawful drone strikes to justice in public and hold fair trials without recourse to the death penalty. Ensure that victims of unlawful drone strikes, including family members of victims of unlawful killings, have effective access to justice, compensation, and other remedies.
Human Rights Watch also weighed in, saying U.S. drone strikes against alleged terrorists in Yemen have killed civilians in violation of international law. It added that the attacks are creating a backlash among the Yemeni public. The group said those responsible for the unlawful killings should be appropriately disciplined or prosecuted. America's drone strikes against alleged militant targets began as part of the so-called War on Terror under the administration of former President George W. Bush. They expanded in number and scope since Obama took office in 2008 and do not seem to be ending anytime soon.